I believe that peace can be found in the midst of strife.
I believe in evolution.
I believe in friends who can make you laugh so hard you cry.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Renowned author Anne Lamott once wrote, "It's funny. I always imagined when I was a kid that adults had some kind of inner toolbox full of shiny tools. The saw of discernment, the hammer of wisdom, the sandpaper of patience. But then when I grew up, I found that life handed you these rusty, bent old tools." Doesn't it often happen that we have to depend on the simplest, most primitive things in our lives when times are tough? Well, that's exactly what happened with this week's essayist, 13-year-old Jeremiah Matos.
I'm a quiet person. I don't always appear that way on the outside, but personality-wise, I can be the quietest person ever. As a young child, I was withdrawn. I had no one to talk to. I had a school counselor, but I felt I couldn't trust her. My family, I couldn't trust them either. The only thing that took me out of my shell was playing football. Football took my mind off of everything, like family drama, school fights, or things that would happen at home and spilled over to school. I was a lonely 7-year-old, without many friends, and without a favorite teacher because I never raised my hand. All I had was football, and I wished for so much more. Then something horrible happened. My football coach was shot and killed outside of a club. When the words "he's dead" came out of my mother's mouth, I couldn't think straight. Coach made me the player I am today. My mind was set on a bad path, depression, punching walls, and thinking about death. I was overwhelmed with anger, but told myself that acting like this wouldn't change the situation. So I picked up a pencil and drew my feelings out. Drew them out to the point where there were so many powerful memories in my drawings. After that, I would draw in school, after school, before school, even at night when everyone was asleep. Whenever I had the chance to draw, I would use it. People wouldn't see my face outside of my notebook. Some of my drawings were sad, some happy, and some dramatic. What I drew didn't matter. When I drew, it was magic. I wrote characters in my drawings into action and created short stories. I wrote enough to make a book that only I can read. Reading it reminded me about both the negative and the positive parts of my life. I believe a pencil can be a savior. My pencil saved me from being rude, violent, and uncontrollable when I lost my coach, friend, and father figure. If I hadn't found that pencil, I may not be reading this to you right now. That first pencil was ultimately used up and thrown away, but the memory of it means so much to me. That pencil showed me that bad things happen, but life will go on. That pencil showed me how to survive.
Jeremiah Matos is an 8th grade student at TAPA, Trinity Academy for the Performing Arts. He's a visual artist, dancer, and filmmaker. As you hear in his This I Believe essay, Jeremiah loves exploring the root of his artistic side and appreciating how a simple pencil changed his outlook on the world. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.